1, 2, 3.
Stand by for action.
Well, it's a big show.
America's most talked about program.
Now 99% fat free.
And that's all I have to say about that.
It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
All right, all right, all right.
This is your roving reporter. Today I'm talking with a lumberjack.
Like what's shaking, Crispy Bacon?
I'm just checking in to see what lumberjacks do to make sure their retirement is going to be there and ready when they're ready.
Well, like any smart lumberjack, we don't hide our money in a hollow tree. We call David Ernest,
Alabama's favorite asset preservationist.
That's right, man. We call him at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see. I can also see you have a lot of lumberjacks working out here today.
That's right, man, like the new dude over there.
The new dude?
His older brother was a famous actor who was on TV and in movies.
And just who might that actor be?
Raymond Burr, man.
You mean Perry Mason and Ironside?
That's him, man, yeah.
Well, what's the first name of the new dude?
His name is Tim, man, but don't say it to...
You mean Tim Burr?
Oh, now you done it, man. Run!
For chicken thieves and whatnot, Andy and Barney were all the law Mayberry needed. But when things turned really bad, a certain mechanic from Wally's Garage need only utter one word.
Shazam!
Others tried in vain.
Judy, 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 Judy.
But only one could summon that superhero.
Shazam!
When a still needed to be busted up, call on Andy.
I'm right here.
If you need to stop something before it gets out of hand, call Barney and he'll...
Nip it in the bud.
If you need a drink, call Otis. But when there's big trouble in Mayberry, there's only one word that can bring the help you need.
Shazam!
And what will that hero do when he gets here?
What are you yelling about? I hereby, as a citizen of the town of Mayberry and the United States of America, arrest you.
Hooray!
Is that it? Kind of a big buildup for that. Kind of dumb. Well, maybe the next episode is the loaded goat. Or maybe the one where Aunt Bee makes the pickles. That's a good one. Yeah, this one was kind of dumb. At least it wasn't in color.
From our super secret studio, asset preservationist David Ernest brings you the Health and Wealth Show. But first, a special announcement.
Dave's not here!
He's still not here, but it's your lucky day. Sitting in for David once again is the lovely and talented Princess Leah. Call David today at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Leave your name and number, and you'll get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or a globe-trotting asset preservationist.
I'm David Ernest, and I approve this message.
Yeah, David is still in France, or somewhere in Europe, or maybe in Georgia, buying lottery tickets. Wherever he is, it's time for the Health and Wealth Show.
Welcome once again to this extravaganza we call the Health and Wealth Show. And sadly,
Dave's not here.
Aww.
But she's here, the lovely, the talented Princess Leah.
Good googly moogly.
Damn, she's fine.
Hello, hello. Thank you for such a warm welcome, guys. I'm excited to be here. I'm ready for David to be back. I'm ready to learn about everything that he's done. And I'm ready for David to be back on the radio. And I'm sure you all are too.
I wonder if he went in any restaurant and ordered French fries.
Oh, that would be funny.
Because you know he was in France, you know.
Yes, maybe he did. We should ask him. Maybe I should ask him.
That'll be one of the first things I ask when we do a show next week. But I want to thank you for stepping up. It's always fun to, you know, do something a little different. And when you come on, you bring a whole new aspect to the show. It's always fun when you come on. So,
thank you.
We'll have to do it more.
We'll see. No, I'm just kidding. I do have fun doing it. And I have fun actually getting to talk back to the people that call us. I really have fun talking with them. Be like, you did hear us on the radio. It's cool. It's kind of neat to talk and see who's listening. We actually had a bunch of people reach out here lately, and I appreciate it, guys. I've been trying to get back to everyone as quick as possible. So thank you for everyone's patience and everything like that. We've had a very busy year, and I'm so excited, you know, and I'm very excited to see what old David has had the opportunity to learn so we can keep doing what we do, guys. We have a lot of fun here. We're very serious, but also we have a lot of fun.
That is correct. But seriously, if you hear something in the background, let me let you know that my neighbor is outside working with a chainsaw. And I've known
him. Well, he needed to call Clearwater's property management at 334-430-0376 instead of cutting down the tree himself.
Well, I'll tell you, I would feel a lot better with your husband and a chainsaw out here than my neighbor, because he's a good guy. But from the size of some of those trees out there, he does not need to be out there without some sort of a bucket truck or something. Because I'm expecting to hear something come crashing right near the back door here any minute now. It hasn't happened yet. But
might have a little tree limb come through the house.
If you hear
a little fresh greenery.
Yeah, if you hear a big crash, you'll know that we're redecorating over here at the house.
There you go. Honestly, he might just take a wall out for you. He's going to give you an open floor concept.
And then we can add on, and it'll have a place to house all my Star Wars paraphernalia.
There you go. Add an extra room real quick. He's really just trying to help you.
My neighbor?
Yeah, he's just trying to add that extra room for you.
You know, I never thought of it like that, but you're right. He may be thinking about that extra room that I've been needing here around the Aldridge compound here. And it's kind of like redecorating or sprucing things up. And if you need to spruce things up as far as your portfolio and your retirement account, as far as that goes, David Ernest is who you need to call. Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters. Yeah. Look, see, I knew that one. You should honestly be proud.
Yeah, and you know, there's a new Ghostbusters movie out. Did you know that?
No.
There is. I think it's got the guys in it, but...
I thought there was one with girls.
Well, you know, they did the one with girls in it, and not because it was girls, but the thing flopped. It was terrible. It was just not a good movie. But they got one with the guys in it, and, you know, Harold Ramis passed away, but I don't know if... they finished this before he passed away or not, but I saw something. Do you remember from Ghostbusters, the big marshmallow man?
Yes, I know exactly. Okay. Surprisingly, I do know what you're talking about this
time. In the previews that I've seen, there are like thousands of little tiny marshmallow men running around. So I don't know what's going on with that, but they're running a commercial and it says in theaters now. So that's out now. And I guess it's kind of a... comedy horror kind of movie, and this is a good place to stick this in. Don't let your finances turn into a horror movie.
Please don't
call David Ernest. Get him on the phone. I feel funny not putting the phone numbers in. Yeah, but
we can plug the website though. Ernest Financial, retiredwithernest.com. Guys, you're able to reach out to us there too. If you ever miss the numbers, that's another great resource that we have that you can reach out to. And that is www.retirewithernest. That's ErNest.com. And we will reach back out to you quickly.
And something I noticed that you mentioned in the last program, the books David has written.
They are on Amazon, and honestly, because we have been talking about the website so much, I am going to go on there and kind of spruce it up just a little bit, and I'm going to actually add those books on there, guys, so that way you can take a peek, maybe order one, maybe come in for a meeting, and we can give you one, a signed copy. That's always kind of fun to do. I know we had talked about doing a book signing at one point, so I don't know. We might do it. We talked about doing a kind of world tour around Dothan, Birmingham, and Montgomery, which I think would be really fun. To do with everyone and kind of meet everyone and kind of put our faces with our names. It's always so crazy. Like, you know, you have a vision of what people look like when you listen on the radio. And so it's so crazy when you actually see them in person, and they might look nothing like you envisioned.
You know, I was on the radio for many years, and when I first met people, they would say, you know, I thought you would have been taller. And I always answer, yes, I did too, but it didn't work out.
See, and how strange, like, people guess your, like, you know, they do, they assume, like, your height, your hair color, your stuff, they have this vision in their head, and you might look nothing like that, and sometimes it's kind of shocking. So it's always kind of fun to do those like little meet and greet things like that. It brings out new people and again, like gives you the opportunity to maybe meet with us, talk with us in a different kind of setting, which I love when we do stuff like that. I love when we do events. It's one of my favorite things is like our client appreciation events and stuff like that. You like coming to those too, Rusty?
I love coming to those. Sometimes I don't get out as often or as much as I'd like to, but I'm looking forward to maybe something this summer, just a fun thing. Maybe we get out.
Yeah, even if it's something small, but yeah, just something fun.
Oh, yeah. And meeting people. You know, I've always enjoyed that myself. I was watching something the other night, or I might have seen it on the MSN, the news thing on the computer, you know. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about celebrities when you meet them, and some of them are nice, and some of them you wish you'd never meet them. They always say, don't meet your idols because you might be disappointed.
Oh, I've heard that. And I believe that's probably true in most cases. They're not exactly, I mean, at the end of the day, they're just people too. But yeah, I could see maybe like a bit of an ego maybe with them or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've met several who were just very, very nice.
Who was the nicest?
Well, let me see. I was fortunate enough, and I probably have bored everybody with this story, but I was fortunate enough to meet two of my idols at the same time. It was Tim Conway mm-hmm. and Don Knotts.
Nip it in the bud.
Okay.
And
I know neither, but I will go Google.
Oh my goodness. You don't know Tim Conway and Don Knotts?
Nope.
No. I'm,
oh.
Okay. So now I'm embarrassed. Let me go.
No. Don't be embarrassed. It's just the age difference, I guess. You are a great deal younger than I. So, yeah. But anyway, I'll tell you one that you probably do know who was very nice was Donny Osmond.
I do know who that is. Okay. Okay. I Googled Tim Conway. I don't know him. He was in Green Acre. No, he was not. What was he in? Sorry.
Tim Conway was Bowling Green. He was on the Carol Burnett Show. And he and Don Knotts have done some movies. And I think Ansley may be to the at the age where she would like them because the movies, because they were kind of.
Three's Company. I know who Don Knotts is. I just didn't know his name.
He was Mr. Furley. But before that, he was Barney Fife on the Andy Griffith Show.
I see that. Okay. I know who these people are now.
And Tim Conway goes back to, I believe it was McHale's Navy back mm-hmm. in the 50s. You probably would not know that at all. But he was on the Carol Burnett Show, and he and Don Knotts made some movies. They were the Apple Dumpling Gang, which is a Disney mm-hmm. movie. And I think Ansley would like that. It's a lot of physical comedy in it, you know, where they fall down the steps, you know, and you get a pie in the face, that kind of thing. But,
you know what is so funny that you are mentioning these like really old movies? So my dad's birthday was this week, and he goes to a film class on Wednesdays at the mm-hmm. Capri. And so at the Capri Theater in Old Cloverdale, Montgomery. And so he goes there, and that's where he wanted his birthday. So we went, we were a part of his film class, and we got to watch Charlie Chaplin's The Circus, which obviously was a silent black and white film. Mm-hmm. And the amount of effort that it takes to film something like that, like really to not have special effects or a computer or anything, like mm-hmm. you are really relying on pure raw talent. And it was incredible to watch. And honestly, it was so funny. We had the best time watching that movie, which you never would think that a seven-year-old would love a silent black and white film. Like I told her that's what it was. I warned her, you know, and it ended up being one of her favorite movies.
Well, you look at folks like Charlie Chaplin way back in the pre-1920s and during the 1920s. It's a universal language, you know.
Comedy, laughing, yeah. And like all the things. We were amazed at all the like, well, just like the effects that he would do. And like, I mean, they're not special effects. That's not a stunt double. That's him, you know. And we were like, wow, this is so crazy to direct and direct film, be the actor, be the star. We had the best time there. So I truly recommend it if you want to check that out. And there's a great little film class, like I said, at the Capri Theater on Wednesdays. And it's like all sorts of old movies. They're doing like La Estrada and I think it's like called Wild Strawberries or something like that. I'm not sure. You know, I'm not a part of it, but really cool if you want to ever do something like that. Really fascinating stuff. Like, Rusty, you love movies. You know, that might be something that one day to get to go to or do.
Mm. I like the old movies, as you say. The silent movies are a treat. I like the ones from back in the you know, the 30s, 40s, and 50s with sound. But they had to actually be entertaining back then, especially even back when Charlie Chaplin made movies, because he didn't talk.
Right.
He had on those big old baggy pants. That's where the term baggy pants comedian comes from. He was
from him. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was the first one who did it. And then there were other ones. But one thing that I get a kick out of thinking about is he actually went on to make what they called talkies. That's what they started calling the movies that had sound, were the talkies. And he had this he had this very distinct British accent, sounded like a, you know, like an aristocrat, you know. But there's a movie you may have seen, you may not have seen. If you don't feel bad. It's called Singing in the Rain.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
And they were kind of talking about that transition between the black and white silent movies. And, well, they were probably black and white then, too, when they crossed over the talkies. And there was a whole storyline in there about this woman who was in the movies, and she was beautiful, and she was always, you know, portrayed as some exotic flower, you know. And then when they started the talkie movies, her voice was like this, and she didn't make it. And there were a lot of actors from the silent era who didn't make the crossover to the talkies because they sounded like,
hello, doll.
You know, they sound like me, like a redneck, or they got that Brooklyn accent that just didn't go with their look, you know. And that was just kind of a backstory in that. But yes, I do love the movies. I love comedies. I love the action movies. And I even, as I tell my wife, I love the martial arts movies where their lips don't move right.
Oh, yeah, like they're a little bit off sync the whole time.
And something I learned the other day, did you ever see, what was the movie? Jackie Chan, and I see my mind is on vacation with David, I think. But
me too.
Rush Hour, did you ever see that?
I've seen bits and pieces. I could not.
Well, you know, Jackie Chan is from China, and he had a whole career over there before he came over here and made movies. And when they made Rush Hour, he had not learned English. So they would read him his lines, and he would do them phonetically. You know, he just would memorize what the sounded, what they sounded like, and say them, not really knowing what he was saying, which is, you know, pretty interesting.
That's kind of funny.
But you were
so he had no clue what he was talking about the whole movie.
Right.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Don't nobody understand the words that are coming out of your mouth, man.
We're talking about special effects and everything. That's his whole deal. He does his own stunts. And usually at the end of his movies, they have like a reel of all the stunts he did and where he got hurt in the movie. And I mean, he's laying there knocked out, and they're fanning him, throwing water on him, and he's broken countless bones and everything. But I guess, you know, you're suffering for your art, I guess. Speaking of art, see, this is this is how, if nothing else you ever learn, you'll learn how to segue into stuff. And you're real good at it. A lot of folks aren't, but you're real good at it. But speaking of art, David Ernest is an artist when it comes to your finances, right?
Oh, yeah. I would totally agree to that.
And he can take your finances, so take hold of your finances. You get up with him and say, David, I really wish you would take hold and take care of my finances for me. And he can do it. It's like watching Leonardo da Vinci at work painting that Mona Lisa painting, you know. And not many people know this, but her last name was Jenkins, and she lived in a trailer park. Mona Lisa Jenkins, she lived over there. Anyhow, all you got to do is get up with David, and we're going to figure this out, how to get the phone numbers in all at one time, because we're looking to add another phone number pretty soon. And so we'll figure all that out. But you do have the website you can go to and get hold of David.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You can reach us out on our website. You can reach out to us on Facebook. I actually had someone do that the other night on the Ernest Financial Facebook, and no one's really ever done that before. So thought that was kind of interesting. So, but the website is retirewithernest.com. That's E-A-R-N-E-S-T. And we're always available, and we're always here to help you. And we look forward to meeting with you all. You know, it's so cool to, just like it's kind of neat for y'all to put a face to a name, it's cool to for us to get to see our listeners as well.
And you could put my name with a face. Not the most handsomest man in the world. That's like I see all these people doing this transgender thing, especially when men change over to become women. And that's fine if you want to do that kind of thing. But, you know, I'm not a very good-looking man. I'm thinking as a woman, I would not be pretty at all.
Beelzebub! I've been hoodwinked!
Right. No.
You didn't have
you might
to,
be. You
didn't
never
have
know.
To agree so far. Well, you did say right, but then you said you might be. I doubt that I would be pretty. I would probably look like somebody's old maiden aunt. Have you ever run into anybody who was like that? And when I say like that, I don't mean anything bad, but, you know, a guy who has probably lived to his late in life after 50, and he wants to be a woman, and he wears dresses and stuff. Have you ever met anybody like that?
No.
Well, I have, and they tend to take the fashion part of it to the extreme. I'm talking
about...
A
little too far.
All colors and accessories and jewelry and everything. It's just unusual. And some folks get it just right. I was in Walmart one night, and this lady I know, she used to work with men who were having either the surgery or just being a transvestite, which is just a man who dresses as a woman. Boy, we sure took a turn there, didn't we? But anyway.
Yeah, a hard turn, right?
you heard squeals and brakes when we turned there. But anyway, we were sitting on the bench at Walmart one night, me and my dad. And I saw this lady, and she worked with men who were making that transition. She showed them how to walk and how to dress and body language and everything. And so we're sitting there, and this lady comes walking up, and she's walking with another lady. And I noticed they kind of reached down and grabbed hands. They were holding hands, and then they kind of reached over and gave each other a little peck on the cheek. And my dad looking, he says, "So that woman kissed that woman." And like I said, I knew the lady. I said, "Well, Daddy, let me tell you something." I said, "That one on the left is a woman." I said, "But that one on the right, that is a man who is becoming a woman or dressing like a woman." And he looked for a second. He said, "Reckon how come they won't do that?" And I told him, I said, "I just don't
know." Your poor dad, yeah. Because, like, you know, it's really hard for people in that. You know, it's hard already, but then add them being older, it's really hard.
Yeah, I think what it is, and I'm just speaking for me, this has nothing to do with David or Ernest Financial or this radio station, anything like that, but I think what it is, you know, if you want to do that, go do that. Go be yourself, you know, and you probably will be happier. I don't know. But a lot of folks just don't want you to make them think there's something wrong with them because they don't get it and they don't agree.
Right.
You know, live and let live. You go dress up and live your best life, you know, but I'll see you say, "Hey, how's it going?" I could even go as far to do the pronoun thing. You know, it would be some work because you'd mess up a few times, but you know, you got to give us a little slack there because we've been calling you a good old boy for 40 years and now you're a good old girl. We'll get used to it. But
we're trying.
There's no confusion, none, when David takes hold of your finances and makes sure that they are transitioning. You see how I did that there? They're transitioning into what will be your retirement so that it'll be there when you need it.
Right. I agree. You know, we do work really hard on that. And we talk about it a lot. But, you know, at the end of the day, David really does care about his clients. And he's really instilled in us to care about our clients as well and make sure that everyone feels taken care of and seen and heard and also is a priority. So we're ready to help you change up or switch up or do whatever to your retirement plan or kind of get you started or figure out how to do what it is that you need to do.
And all you have to do, it's the easiest thing. It's the easiest part of it. Grab that phone there. Everybody's got that phone. And unfortunately, we always have our phones like closer than our closest friend. We got it right there.
Gosh,
and
isn't that
call
true?
David. Call David. We'll have somebody drop those numbers in here shortly. But you can also reach David at the website, which is
retirewithernest.com. That is E-A-R-N-E-S-T. And we also have a Facebook and everything else. If you want to reach out to us on there, we'd be happy to do that.
And David is always glad for you to reach out. He loves to get calls. As a matter of fact, I said it last program that you and I worked on together. I didn't realize that, but his cell phone, his personal cell phone is on the website there, so you can get up with him like that. But set up that no obligation consultation, and you'll get to sit down with Too Tall Matthew, the lovely and talented Princess Leah, or the white-haired wonder himself, asset preservationist with over 40 years experience, that's David Ernest, and plan out your future. Don't wait till your future's here. Plan it out. Make sure you're ready for it.
Oh, yeah, because it sneaks up on you really quick.
Yeah.
Before you know it, you know.
It's not like in the cartoons, it makes that little tinky, 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 tinky sound when it's sneaking up on you. It comes up so quick that you don't hear it coming.
Oh, yeah. It's like a bad accident. You know what I mean? If you're not ready, you just, what do? You call David Ernest or Ernest Financial and you say, you know, you need to set up an appointment. If you haven't done one already, it's free, no obligation consultation. And that's right. It's free. It's not, hey, put in your credit card. Then you got to cancel 30 days later. Mm-hmm. It's truly free. Hey, you might even get a lunch out of it. You never know.
You never know. Again, when retirement time comes, you don't want to be like old Dan Tucker, just standing there looking.
And yeah, you don't. You really don't.
We're going to take a quick break. And just in case Princess Leah does not know who old Dan Tucker is, I'm going to explain that to her. Which is not a bad thing because, I mean, I'm an old dude. You're a young chick, so, and I'm probably gonna get calls for calling you a chick. But
I hope not.
But you stick around while I get while I get taken to task for my language, and we'll be back with more of the Health and Wealth Show. See, old Dan Tucker was this guy, see? Mm-hmm.
Concerned about your retirement? Call David Ernest now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. David Ernest will return after these important messages on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with a mime.
Hello!
I thought mimes didn't talk.
I'm on my break, man.
Well, could you show us some of the things you mimes do?
Sure, man. Here I am, trapped in a box.
I see.
And now I'm walking against the wind, man.
Okay, what's that thing you're doing now?
I'm calling my friend David Ernest to see how my mime money is doing today.
David Ernest is your financial guy?
Yes, he is. And you know you can call him yourself at 279-7431 or 205-479-0839 if you were in the Birmingham area.
I see. So I guess you would gladly recommend David Ernest.
Yeah, man. He has the mime seal of approval.
So for a great asset preservationist, call David Ernest.
That's right, man.
What are you doing now?
I'm still on break.
Got another one of those?
Yeah, man. Help yourself.
Beautiful day.
For slap out, it ain't half bad.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show.
And we are back with the second half of this wonderful, special sort of Health and Wealth Show. Princess Leah making a rare appearance here. And we were talking during the break, and I explained old Dan Tucker to her.
I learn a lot about it.
Yes,
but no one quizzed me on it, please.
Yeah, don't be like old Dan Tucker when it comes to your retirement. Don't be just standing there looking. Go ahead and call David Ernest. That way, you'll be ready when Mr. Retirement comes knocking at your door.
Yeah, because it happens quick. And we really are here for like people's big life events. Like, it's kind of cool. We're here for your retirement, everything. Like, really, we're with you for life. You stick with us and we stick with you. And it's pretty cool to have a job that like where you really get to know people and have that personal type of relationship with everyone.
That's right. And I'm guilty of it. And I think as you get older, you remember when you were a kid, like a little kid, and I'm not saying you're a kid, but you are quite youthful, you know, but you remember when you were little and it's like, you know, Christmas is coming, but it's like, it never gets here. It's like, oh God, I can't wait. And it just is, you know, takes forever for Christmas to get here. Well, when you get older, I would say probably from 50, 55 on for me, time just kind of speeds up and Christmas is here before you know it. And we look at the little children, I'm talking about we, us older people, and before you know they're born, and next thing you know they're walking and talking, and the next thing you know they're getting married. I mean, time
I feel that every day. Yeah, like I feel like that every day.
Time is at warp speed, just about. So procrastination is not your friend, because if you're not careful that day, you know, well, I'll do it tomorrow, that turns into next week, next month, next year, and you've messed around and it's really almost too late to do anything. So you don't want that to happen.
Procrastination is really, I know it's so easy to do, but it is really like one of the worst things that you can do, because like you're saying, Rusty, time moves so much faster. I really genuinely feel like that, like time just constantly is going quicker and quicker and quicker. Like, oh my gosh, it's already Friday, you know what I mean? Or whatever day. And the weeks pass by so quick. And like you said, we're already, school's done. Like we're headed to summer. School's about to be out. Like it has flown by. This month especially has flown by. I felt like that since March. Like it was just flying by. And don't let retirement or interest earned fly past you. You know, you can set up an appointment. It's totally free to you. And, you know, we're happy to help. It's no obligation consultation and no big deal. Like it's really no big deal. We can do it however you want to do it. We're happy to help with anything, no matter how big or small. And, you know, we really work for anyone and everyone, and we're happy to do so.
I'll give an example. And, you know, you have probably mostly your own examples with Ansley, who is seven now. I think I first met her when she was probably three or four years old. And she's just as cute now as she was then, maybe even more so. I don't know how, I don't know. She probably is. But my nephew, another recently married, I think they've been married for about two or three years, but they have their own little bouncing bundle of joy. His name's Ollie. And he's over a year. He was a year old in February the 1st. Right. But I mean, he's growing by leaps and bounds. And they were over here at some point, I think it was Christmas. And they sat him up in my lap and they're taking a picture, and a beautiful picture. I have to send you this picture. He's sitting there in my lap and he's looking dead in the camera. And right at the time they started to take the picture, he came around with his left hand and, like some sort of a ninja, stuck his index finger up my nose.
Oh.
And it is the cutest picture.
That is funny.
And I guarantee you, before you know it, if I am blessed by the good Lord to be here, he'll be getting married himself and we'll be standing there with that picture, giving him all kind of ribbon about that.
Playing it at his wedding.
I hope I'm here to make fun of him about that, but that's the thing. It's just like some of us are in a time warp, just, and we can almost hear the time go by, you know?
Oh, yeah, and it just keeps going and going and going. And don't let that retirement pass by you, you know? If you're kind of at that age, like maybe 5 to 10 years away from retirement, you know, that's perfect. Like, that's what we can help you with. That's really our main age group. We help all age groups, but, you know, that's just like our largest demographic age-wise. And we're just able to really help personalize that plan and get you ready for retirement.
And David's at an age where he could retire if he wanted to, but David's one of those people I don't see him retiring. I mean, he may say, I am retired, but that doesn't mean he's not still doing something. I just can't see him not being busy doing something.
David will not be retiring.
I don't think he'll retire. And like I said, if he does, he'll cut back to working just 7 days a week.
Yep, exactly. He might work 23 hours.
Yeah, he'll cut back and work 23 hours a day, still 7 days a week. But if you don't know David, that would be a part of it right there. That'd be a treat just to meet him, because he's a pretty nice guy. I remember the first time we ever met is when he was trying to find somebody to help him with the show. We talked for about 10 minutes. It was like we were already good buddies, you know. And he calls me up sometimes, and we're not even talking about the show. He might talk a few minutes about it, and then we'll just get off on something. Last time I looked, he said, real quick, I want to tell you something. And when he hung up, it'd been 35 minutes. And we're just
real quick,
just shooting the breeze, you know. And even though we don't get to spend a whole lot of time together, we've had adventures. Like when we would go out to some of these events we would put on, and we had things happen and seen things and met people. But I encourage you just to set up that no obligation consultation, just so you get to meet David and Too Tall Matthew, who's got his own story, and the lovely and talented Princess Leah, who is, she's got a few stories, but she's building up on her repertoire of stories. I was sharing with my mother the other day that when you got married, you went to Costa Rica. And then while you were there, you won a trip to go to Costa Rica. So you've been back since you got married, returning to the scene of the crime, I guess.
I really love it there, actually. It's so fun. And if you ever get a chance to go, definitely go. We've had the best time, and some of our best memories are there. Reed caught a huge trophy fish.
I know.
And he caught it in October. And October 16th, he caught it. And it just got to the house the other day, and it is over 9 feet.
Great balls of fire!
Oh, he got to keep it?
They made a replica.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like, if it dies, they would have done it. But it didn't die. But we had enough pictures and videos and everything for them to make an exact replica. And they, I mean, obviously, they were able to, like, weigh it and do all that. So,
okay. So, is this going to hang in your home?
Yes. And it's going, we've been in a fight about this, but it will definitely not be going in the living room like he wants. It will be going in our bedroom, is where I want it.
That'd be a good foundation.
It's too big.
Man cave there, you know?
Yes. And eventually, yes, that's where it will end up eventually. But for now, it can just go in our room.
I got one. I have a friend in Spokane, Washington. Haven't seen him in a while. And he and his wife, just sweet people. One big thing, they hunt up there. Of course, they hunt deer and there's moose and all that kind of stuff. But they hunt bear up there. Oh. Not naked, but I mean, they go out and look for bears to shoot.
You never know.
Yeah. First off, I don't think I could shoot a bear, because it's like, you know, I'd be thinking about Smokey Bear and the other, you know, bears, you don't want to shoot them. They look like little, especially little baby ones. But
he had
shot a bear, and it was not a great big bear. It was about 5 feet tall if you stood it up. And so I'm over at his place, first time I've been over there, and he's got this room, and he is not a taxidermist, but he does little projects, you know, like taxidermy, like birds and stuff. But he had shot this bear and had it mounted. And so I'm standing there looking at it, and it's like the top half of the bear is like coming out of the wall, and he's got his teeth out, you know, and he's got his claws up and everything, kind of ferocious looking, you know. And so I'm talking to him. I say, "Hey, Dan, I got to use a little boy's room. Where is it?" "Oh, right there. You go in." And Leah, the other half of the bear is coming out of the wall in the bathroom.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Oh, wow.
So you're sitting there on the throne, and there's this bear is backing in, and his legs are coming out of the wall there. It's like he's going through the wall. And it's real. I think he sometimes just invites, "Hey, wouldn't you like to go to the restroom?" And so they can go in there and see the bear, you know.
I'm smarter than the average bear. Yeah.
That's funny. That would be kind of cool to see. Well, we're one of our friends. I mean, we just keep winning things. Our friends do. Everyone. Won a African safari hunt. So he invited us. But, you know, like, the thing is like, we don't want to kill a giraffe or a lion or we don't want to do anything like that. So we said that we would maybe try to, like, shoot a gazelle or something like that instead. And it's very expensive.
So are you going?
Specific hunt. Yeah, we're going.
Ooh, cool.
It'll be in 2025. Yeah, 2025. But everything, like I said, they want it. So, and we got invited to go. It was, like, for four. So it's going to be us couples going.
Yeah, I don't know that I would want to shoot anything over there, but I have seen where they have like these camera safaris.
Oh.
They take you over there and you ride around. They point, "Oh, look over there, there's a bunch of whatever, giraffes." And you can take pictures and everything. And I saw one on the TikTok. And these people are in this Jeep, and this cheetah, not a cheetah monkey, but cheetah like the cat, it kind of runs up there, and they're setting up on this thing. It's probably 8 or 10 feet up, like a little platform with chairs in it. They're sitting there, and this cheetah, this thing jumps on the hood of the vehicle and jumps up there where they are.
Right.
And it's kind of walking around, looking at everything, you know, and sniffing. And one of these guys reaches out and pets this thing on the head. It puts its ears back like a house cat and shuts its eyes. I'm like, oh my Lord. I hope you got some kitty cat treats on you somewhere. But it just jumped down and walked off. I'm like, how? That's a cure for constipation right there.
Yeah.
You know, something that could take you is jumping up there like that. And you're looking dead in its face, you know.
I don't even know how we're going to do this. Because you got to, like, travel with guns. You know, like, it's just a lot of steps. And like I said, we're not going to kill anything, like, crazy or big. Let me look. I'm looking at it right now. Okay. So to kill a male lion, which we would not do, it starts at a minimum of $15,000. Minimum.
More money, more money, more money.
So that's when they find you an old scraggly one that don't look good.
Yeah, that's the not so good line. That's like the unhealthy line. Yeah, but to kill a giraffe, which we do not want to do, we would never do. It's only $2,500, which I know I'm only saying $2,500, but I would feel like that would be up there with a lion, right? Like, wouldn't you assume?
I just don't know that I would. I'm not a hunter anyway. I don't mind if you like to hunt.
Yeah.
And I got friends that, you know, if I died and my funeral was the opening day of deer season, there would be one in the chair. Yeah, they would be sending flowers and condolences, and nothing personal, but it's the opening day of deer season, you know. They always do remember me and bring me a little deer meat sometimes. And I'm going to tell you what, that deer meat, now you've eaten some deer meat, I'm sure.
Yes.
It has no fat in it.
Yeah.
It's just so lean, you know, it's good stuff. And let's see, what else? Squirrel. I hadn't been squirrel hunting. Now, I've hunted squirrel. It's not like they're in danger. There's plenty of those little devils everywhere, you know. But we've got a bird feeder out here, and the squirrels are like little MacGyvers, you know. They figure a way to get into the bird feeder and get the bird feed. But
anything will get into your feeders. I told you all about that last time, about the rats that got mine. Ugh.
Yeah. What got in it?
Ruined my bird feeder experience.
What got into it?
Rats. And then you told me about your rat story.
Well, yeah, I did tell you that. But you know, rats and squirrels are just rats that are cuter and got better press ages. You know, that's basically all they are, is rodents, as well as rabbits, but they're just cuter.
They're so much cuter.
There's something about a regular old rat, you just want to, like, step on it and, you know, kick it and everything. But like I said, they just don't have as good a press agent. And you know, think about it though. You and I, right now, we're press agents. We're David Ernest's press agents. We're telling everybody how good David is. And I have been on the radio off and on for the better part of 40 years. And I have always made it a practice that if I was telling something or selling something, that it was something good. I wouldn't go on and say something just because they said, say this, you need to say this. I just don't do that. And knowing David and being associated with what he does and everything, I wouldn't tell you that it was a good thing to do with your money, especially if it was a good thing to do with your money. I wouldn't tell you that if it was not true.
I agree.
If I had some money, I trust David so much that I would give it to him to take care of it for me. And the funny thing is, you can do that with a lot of people, but some of them don't want to give it back.
Yeah. Oh, not at all.
Yeah. David will give it back plus some.
Oh, yeah. And that is like, yeah, we really do practice what we preach here. And I think that that's like, people don't realize that, you know, but we really do. We mean what we say and we do what we say. And I'm just so thankful to work for someone that really does like put his money where his mouth is, you know, and he really is just doing it. He does what he says he's going to do. And he's great about taking care of people. And he really, truly views everyone like family.
And he'll pick up the phone, not even anything to do with business, but he'll just pick up the phone and call you just to see how you do it.
Right. He really will.
That's the kind of guy he is. And right now we're sort of transitioning, and we're not putting the phone numbers in the body of the program right now. We'll have a commercial here in a little bit with it in there. But just rest assured that anywhere you are right now, you can get in touch with David through his website.
I agree, at www.retirewithernest.com. That's retirewithernest.com. And you're able to, you know, I was talking about that with Matthew, is like, the old shows and everything are up there on the YouTube channel. You'd mentioned that too, and that's on the website as well if you ever want to go see and maybe see, put a face to a name, a face to a voice.
Yeah, I hate it when you go on a website and it's got, like, especially a radio. Radio people are a little bit more lax than TV people, but radio people have put up like the pictures of the little rascals or something instead of the real pictures. And a lot of us have what we call the radio face. My good friend Fred Bacher down south in Dothan, Alabama, he probably can hear this now because, you know, we're on in Dothan. But he adopted the name Radio Face. And Fred is a kind of a handsome guy, but jokingly he says Radio Face. But they wait around, you know, there's a lot of frustrated disc jockeys on television because they were too pretty for radio. They had to be on TV. Of course, these days there's not any big prizes on TV in some instances. Well, I might get in trouble about that. But David Ernest, he's on TV right now.
Right.
I've seen him on the news here. He does a little cut in. And I think that Princess Leah could be on TV.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I don't really want to be, but thank you.
Too tall Matthew. He could be on TV. They just have to get the camera back far enough to get all of them in there. He's so tall.
No, he's very tall.
I thought I saw myself on TV the other day. But I was over on that horror channel, and it was Creature from the Black Lagoon. But I've been on TV, but it's few and far between. They just kind of said, well, you can be on TV for like a minute, but no more, because you'd be scaring babies and stuff. We can't have that.
Right. Well, I'm just thankful for our entire crew and our entire team. We still do so much stuff for everyone, and we're really so eager to help everyone, and I'm so thankful for it.
Well, what we need to do is come up with a good event. It doesn't have to be tied to anything. We'll just maybe do something and get out and have, like, give away drinks and ice cream and maybe have a bouncy house for the kids. And you can meet David and talk to him and ask him questions. So that's one thing we didn't mention. And people ask, and I tell them, what does it cost to talk to David Ernest?
Nothing. Free.
It is free.
Free.
Ain't no bang.
Awesome. This is awesome.
It's free.
Free.
And I thought this was going
to
be a
dull
day.
It doesn't cost you.
Free.
Yeah, no money involved at all. What did you say? Free.
It's free.
Free.
Add some free's on there. It's absolutely free. And you get to see folks like Too Tall Matthew. You get to see Princess Leah. You don't have to look at me. So that's, you know, that pays you back. You might make money on this.
You really probably will. And it's the time to call is now. If you're sitting on the fence, that's a good little idiom. But, you know, if you're sitting on the fence about it, you should definitely give us a call. We might have an answer for you or a way to do your retirement or invest your money or just figure out what works best for you.
And it'll get you off the fence because, you know, sometimes those fences are a little pointy.
Ouch!
And that could be
just a wee bit pointy.
Yeah, the top of it, you could be like, ow, I wish I could get off this fence. This is uncomfortable.
I wish I could too.
And we talked about time a while ago. Well, I just noticed the time, and we've got to go.
Oh, we are the boys of chorus. We hope you like our show. We know you're rooting for us, but now we have to go.
Yep, it's time. Farewell.
So hang around after we...
Adieu.
Yeah, adieu. That's French for...
See you later, alligator.
Maybe that's part of what David learned. And I know he learned some French while he was over there. But you stick around because we've got a little bit more coming up with some phone numbers and other things in it. And Princess Leah, thank you so much. And we'll have to work it in where you get in every couple of weeks now because, you know, I just like it when you come in and kind of break things up and it's just something different. I think it's a good surprise for our listeners to hear your lovely voice.
Well, thank you. Oh, I'm not sure about lovely. Like I said, David will be back soon and you can hear everything that he has learned as well. I'm sure he's ready to share it with you all too.
Maybe he learned the phrase omelette du fromage.
I think so.
Probably, if he ordered breakfast. And you know how he likes to eat. I bet he's going to be put on some weight when he comes. Not like, you know, 100 pounds, but he probably picked up a few pounds while he was over there.
Oh, no, you didn't.
We'll have to see.
Eating all that rich French food. Maybe he'll bring us back some creepy Suzettes or something. Who knows?
Fingers crossed.
You never know. I appreciate you coming out, Princess Leah, and we'll see y'all next time here on the Health and Wealth Show.
Call David now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm speaking with an adventurer here in the Himalayas who is searching for the abominable snowman.
Hey man, what's happening?
How is your search going?
Not too bad, man. It's kind of windy out here today, so I'm taking a short break to call my money man, David Ernest.
The world-famous asset preservationist.
Yeah, man, that's him. He is my money man, you know?
Well, what number are you calling?
He has two, man, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And after you talk with him to make sure that everything is fine with your retirement money, you will continue your search.
That's right, man. As a matter of fact, before you came up, I thought I spotted the abominable snowman over there.
Over there?
Yeah, right over there. He was standing next to a snowbank, putting snow up his nose.
Let me see those binoculars. Oh, sorry.
That's not him?
Nope. That's Hunter Biden.
Hush up, boy.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here with another informative sports report. It seems that due to the spread of COVID-19, that many sports are being canceled this year. This is not good for the millions of sports fans out there, but it does offer quite an opportunity for the lesser sports, or sports you've never heard of. My guest today is Large Bottoms, chairman of the National Pinochle Association.
Oh, that's Lars Bottoms.
What's that you say?
My name is Lars Bottoms. You call me Large Bottoms.
Oh, my bad. Well, tell me, Lars, how do you think Pinochle's going to shape up this fall?
Well, Chris, we here at the National Pinochle Association have been waiting for this to happen.
Uh-huh.
We knew it eventually happened, and pinochle is one of the great sports that you can play without actually being in the same room with the player you're playing with.
Well, Lars, I thought pinochle was sort of a card game.
Man, you tell that to some of these rabid sports fans. They ain't got no football, no baseball. These people would watch paint dry.
Which I imagine is just about as exciting as watching pinochle.
That's right, Chris.
Lars, can you tell me the name of some of your players?
Well, there's three-trick Tommy Tuttle. He's a good bid player.
Uh-huh.
There's blind Bobby Biddle. He plays by use of his Chihuahua C&I dog Sparky.
Uh-huh.
And then there's Tommy.
Well, what is Tommy's speciality?
Oh, he ain't a good pinochle player, but he sure plays a mean pinball.
I see.
And I was wondering, before we go, could I mention my new book?
Well, please, go right ahead.
It's a combination pinochle instruction book and joke book.
And the name of your new book is?
Have a Chuckle While You're Playing Pinochle.
Well, thank you, Large Bottoms.
That's Lars Bottoms.
Well, whatever. This is Chris Cleats on sports. Hey, Lars, you suppose I could get one of your books?
Yeah, I'll get Tommy to bring you one. Hey, Tommy, can you hear me?
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a duck.
Like quack quack, man. How you doing?
Mr. Duck, although it pains me, I must ask you, where do you keep your money?
Well, as you can plainly see, I have no pockets, and I carry no handbag.
Yes?
So I did what all the smart ducks do, and I called David Ernest.
The world-famous asset preservationist?
Yeah, man, that's him. You can call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
So you never have to worry about your money.
No, man. Worry just falls off me like water off a human's back.
What?
You say duck and we say human, man.
Well, thank you for talking to me today, Mr. Duck, and thank you for telling us about David Ernest.
No problem, man. Hey, you want to go get some lunch? My treat.
But you said you never carried any money.
Oh, that's okay. But just put it on my bill.
You know I hate you, don't you?
Well, a hater's gonna hate.
Coming soon to a theater near you. Not a nice theater, but it's near you. Meet a new terror. Attack of the Portfolio Eaters! The story of this man.
Hiya, Toots.
And this woman.
Yoo-hoo.
And this guy on the roof.
Up here.
On this island, struck by nuclear lightning, turning dachshunds into the Portfolio Eaters. You'll be so terrified, you'll want to beat the tar out of everyone in the lobby.
Come here, you. Take that.
Attack of the Portfolio Eaters. You can run, but you cannot hide from the Portfolio Eaters. Don't let the Portfolio Eaters drive you to drink. Call asset preservationist David Ernest, 334-279-7431. When he kills a Portfolio Eater, it stays dead.
Oh, you got me.
334-279-7431. They'll come from the right. They'll come from the left. They'll come straight down the middle. It's attack of the Portfolio Eaters. But it doesn't have to be scary. Call David Ernest, and you can have a happy ending like these two. Only he won't kiss you like that. Unless you ask him, maybe. You have to work that out with him.
Hi, I'm a spokesperson for the Democratic Party, and I'm here to tell you why you need to vote blue this November. Democrats are the party of love and tolerance. We promote inclusion and acceptance, peace and goodwill. Republicans don't care about any of these things. They just want to talk about record unemployment, the economy, and keeping communities safe. Fascists. Democrats have positive, practical priorities, like abolishing the Electoral College, eliminating due process, and banning hate speech. These are the values of the American people. Well, at least Americans that live in San Francisco and New York. Republicans often use fear-mongering rhetoric like Constitution or Liberty. Democrats condemn such language as divisive and instead focus on more unifying topics like repealing the Second Amendment or kneeling for the national anthem. Democrats are the party of equality, so much so that we insist upon unconditionally believing women and disbelieving men because, well, feminism. If you ask us to explain this logically, we will scream in your face and call you a misogynist. Republicans want to take away a woman's sacred right to choose to have her child decapitated inside the womb and torn apart limb by limb with forceps. Democrats celebrate the right to violently murder your child because we're compassionate. Democrats believe that women are powerful and independent. They are also helpless victims of the patriarchy who require government intervention to succeed. Any woman who disagrees with us on this is a self-hating, stupid bimbo. And you know, it's time someone was finally brave enough to say this. Republicans are racist. Democrats have the same positive message for minorities that we have for women. You're a victim, and you're useful to us. If you disagree, we'll insult your intelligence, but it's for your own good. Republicans want to stop certain people from coming into this country. They cite the infiltration of gang violence or opioids or sex trafficking as reasons to stop illegal immigration. But Democrats accept these as the natural consequences of opening up the borders, which, of course, is the more loving thing to do. Democrats recognize that the key to a better tomorrow is to look forward, not backward. That's why we reject capitalism and all of its greed and instead opt for socialism, which has worked so well every time it's been tried. Democrats are the party of the common people, the poor and the marginalized, the weak and defenseless. While Republicans promise freedom, we promise free stuff. That's how we win over young people. Our goal is to make the government work for you so you don't have to work at all. Republicans are always pushing religion in our faces. We reject their bigotry. Religious people are idiots. Democrats would much rather you sacrifice yourself on the altar of progressivism. The truth is, as the party of empathy, we're just better than everyone else. That's why we spend so much time telling people who don't align with our agenda that they're not just wrong, but that they're bad people. We still haven't figured out that this condescension is what lost us the 2016 election. Nevertheless, we're confident that through censorship, emotional manipulation, and continued bullying that we'll eventually get our way. Why? Because we care about you. So much so that we're willing to wear you down until you fear getting silenced, doxxed, or fired because you don't agree with our agenda. That's love. I'm the spokesperson for the Democratic Party. Vote for us in November.
What is wrong with you?
It's people like you what cause unrest.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
finishing position.